I feel that shift in the air when people realize that Asher Black is here. And not only does he own a successful company, his possible mafia ties and gorgeous looks have made him a media darling. The paparazzi seem to follow his every move, and there are fan blogs all over the internet that post pictures of him all day long. I know without a doubt that the majority of people in this class know who he is, and this is a lecture hall of 300. The classroom, which was previously silently waiting for Dr. Roland, is now buzzing with whispers. I hear a few people get up, and from the corner of my eye, I see some girls walking down the steps and heading towards the front row. It's almost full now. A pretty girl with big eyes and a sultry smile sits down next to Asher. He doesn't even glance her way. He's still looking at me with a slight frown on his face. I swallow, give him a nod to confirm that I won't be screaming, and look away. Someone takes a seat next to me. It's one of Minka's lackeys. Her name might be something like Nelly or Nessie. She eyes Asher curiously, not even bothering to conceal her interest. It annoys me. This guy probably wants to kill me, and she's looking at him like she wants to get hitched, have his babies, and be buried next to him. And not necessarily in that order. It's the knowledge that Asher is probably going to kill me anyway that gives me the courage to say, "Why are you sitting next to me, Nelly? You don't even like me." I feel Asher shift in a seat next to me, but so long as I'm not staring at him, I still have the courage to speak. Her jaw drops. She's probably dumbfounded that I'm actually saying something to her after a month of silently taking her torment. "It's Nella," she says stiffly. Her eyes shift to Asher. "And I was going to ask Asher if you were bothering him." I almost snort. She's full of shit. No way did she not see that he was the one to approach me. It's a classroom tradition for everyone to see who has the misfortune of sitting in the splash zone. I don't believe for a second that she didn't see me here first. She probably even got a kick out of it, looking forward to seeing Dr. Roland spit fly my way for 50 minutes. So, I finally call her out on her bullshit after a long month of tolerating it. "Bull," I cross my arms. "You saw me sitting here alone in the splash zone." I distinctly hear Asher question the splash zone under his breath, but I ignore it. I'm on a roll, and even he can't break it. "You probably even thought it was funny. Then, you saw him." I nod in Asher's direction. "Sit down, and thought you would come over here all demure and innocent-like to get into his pants." I take a profound breath, realizing that this can be an opportunity to get away. "Well, you're welcome to take my seat and try." Her eyes widen in astonishment. This probably isn't the direction she thought I was headed. Hell, I'm even amazed with myself. I wanted to embarrass her. This is the perfect opportunity to do so. But getting away from Asher is far more important. My life is more important than these petty fights with Minka and her crew. I grab my bag and move to leave. I am halfway out of my seat when an arm wraps around my waist and pulls me back into my chair. Asher shifts his arm so that it hangs loosely around my shoulders, his long fingers casually dipping into the side of my slinky camisole. I am distinctly aware that I am not wearing a bra. I know he can feel my rapid heartbeat and the light sheen of sweat that is coating the area of my neck in contact with his arm. Hell, I can even hear the quickening of my own breath. I feel like I'm his prey, a meek little animal that he can toy with before going in for the kill. And when he leans into my ear and whispers, "You didn't think it would be that easy, did you?" I know that I'm right. He's amused. The bastard is amused by my fear. I try to shrug him off my shoulders, but his grip only tightens. His fingers are now digging into the side of my breast, bringing back memories of his hands and mouth on my nipples. It's strangely erotic, but an unwanted assault nonetheless. The fear and my stupid, stupid lust feels foreign together, but also not entirely unpleasant. It's official. I am a dumbass. My tombstone can read, "Here lies dumbass. Horny, lonely, and not entirely right in the head, and it won't be wrong at all."